You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What's good, Brooklyn? You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D-Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D-Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God, kicking it with the Joneses ears live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but because you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. It's a new year, 2017. I'm thankful and grateful to God for allowing me to enter in a new year. I hope everyone had a safe and happy holiday. Now it's back to the grind.
What's good, Brooklyn? It's your boy, D-Stacks. And this is our 8th episode. The first topic we're going to be talking about for the sake of the new year is New Year's resolutions. When New Year's come around, a lot of people set these New Year's resolutions basically as a promise that people make to themselves to do something good or stop doing something bad. The most commonly used New Year's resolutions are weight loss, manage debt, save money, get a better job, get fit, get a better education, drink less alcohol, quit smoking, reduce stress overall and all at work, take a trip, volunteer to help others. While all of these are good resolutions, many of them get broken. It's very few people who stick to their New Year's resolutions. They find themselves at the end of the year making the same resolutions for the next year and the next year.
That's so true. So basically what I did is I have some New Year resolution statistics. So 45% of Americans who usually make New Year resolutions, 17% who infrequently make New Year's resolution, 38% who absolutely never make New Year's resolution, 8% who are successful in achieving their resolution, 49% who have infrequent success, 24% who never succeed and fail on their resolution each year. We have 47% who make resolutions are 10 times more likely to attain their goals than people who don't make resolutions. We have the type of resolution percentage is 47% of Americans make the self-improvement or education-related resolutions. 38% make the weight-related resolutions, 34% make the money-related resolutions, 31% relationship-related resolutions. Now, for age success rates is as follow. 39% in their 20s, they achieve their resolutions each year. 14% of people who are over 50, they are the ones who achieve their resolutions each year. The length of resolution percentage is as followed. Resolutions maintained through the first week is 75%. Past 2 weeks is 71%. Past 1 month is 64%. And past 6 months is 46%. Some may ask, how did this start? Well, it started with religious origins. The Babylonians made promises to their God at the start of each year that they will return, borrow objects, and pay their debts. The Romans began each year by making promises to the god Januas, for whom the month of January is named.
The first 2 weeks usually go by smoothly. Then by February, people will be backsliding. And by the following December, most people go back to where they started, even off of further behind. Why so many people don't keep their resolutions? It's simple. It's a simple fact that people set unrealistic goals and expectations for their resolutions. When we don't see the results as quickly, we like to get frustrated and give up. We have to stay motivated with these resolutions. Don't make them because a family member told you to make them or a spouse told you to make them. Make them because you want to make them.
Facts. Resolutions are a form of cultural procrastination, an effort to reinvent oneself. People make resolutions as a way of motivating themselves. Like D-Stack stated, you have to stay motivated. The same motivation you had in the beginning of the journey, you must keep it going throughout the entire process. Now, we are going to take a quick break. Stay tuned to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
They ain't gonna hate me for this one, but fuck it. Happy New Year's, some of y'all need solutions. Cause I don't give a fuck about none of y'all resolutions. Cause most of y'all lying, none of y'all that consistent. When March come, y'all act like none of that shit existed. So miss me with that New Year, new me bullshit. Acting like you ain't never knew me bullshit. You ain't curving nothing, always be trying to flex. Did all that shit for the gram and ended up with your ex. So spin me with the lies that you're gonna go another route. How you gonna believe you when you still live at your mother house? And you got a kid and you still live at your mother house. Had another kid and you still live at your mother house. Know you feeling mad, I know you kinda bitter. So I'ma switch it up, I ain't forget about the niggas. Talking about they day ones like it's all facts. But those be the same ones that talk behind your back, that's whack. On the gram having niggas gas. Acting like they keeping all that shit in the past. Posting up shit, acting like they getting cash. A bunch of money pics and they don't even got a stash. So I laugh, but happy new year before the ball drop. I'ma tell you early cause at 12 you know the calls drop. So everybody be safe cause they shooting. P.S. Fucking New Year's resolution.
Fake love, me now want it around me, now want it around me. If you're not real, motherfucker, just don't come around me, don't come around me. Yeah. Fake friends, fake family, now want them around me, now want them around me. If you're not real, motherfucker, just don't come around me, don't come around me. Cause right now, me, I straight up coat them off. Me don't have no friends no more, come and coat them off. Fake love, me now want some, coat them off. I'ma coat them off, yeah, me now for coat them off. Me know enough of them, sit down and I watch you. And behind my back, me know so them chat me. Fake friends, me now want them around. Cause when them can't benefit, they nowhere to be found, yeah. Fake friends, fake love, me now want it around me. Now want it around me. If you're not real, motherfucker, just don't come around me. Don't come around me. When you're up in a life, mm-hmm. When money I make and you do better in a life. Now me and everybody cousin, yeah. Never see them when me never have nothing,
never see them.
But me shoulda know them not real from long time. No care me help them, it's like them want mine. Me career take off, now them get bad mind. Look on the pussy, them never want me fi shine. Fake friends, fake love, me not want it around me. Not want it around me,
I cut them off.
If you're not real, motherfucker, just don't come around me. Don't come around me. Them only cool with you when them want use you. But if you mash up, you nah go see no for them. That's why me just cut off the whole of them. Plus, them will never see me down fall. Cause 7 times rise, 7 times fall. And oh, God bless no man curse. So them will never see me back against it damn wall.
Can you say?
Fake friends, fake love, me nah want it around me. Nah want it around me.
Nah want them.
If you're not real, motherfucker, just don't come around me. Don't come around me.
We back live. Before we went to break, we was talking about New Year's resolutions. Oh, The song we played was Neo Man, New Year, New Me. And the other song was Hood Celebrity, Cut 'Em Off. Failed resolutions lies in the cause and effect relationship. You may think that if you lose weight or reduce your debts or exercise more, your entire life will change. And when it doesn't, you may get discouraged, and then you may go back to old behaviors. Making resolutions to work involves changing behaviors. In order to change a behavior, you must know how to change your thinking.
If you set the same resolution for 5 years and you never follow through, what makes you think it's gonna be different this year? And yet every year we set yet another one on top of the ones that we've been setting for 5 years, because that's all we know how to do. Saying things like, okay, this year I'm going to buckle down and I'm going to get serious this time. But as we say it in the back of our heads, we know we're not actually going to do it. Having a goal isn't enough. We need to plan and we need a system in place. You got to keep it going. You can't just jot down these things and think everything going just happen all willy-nilly. You really need to sit down, figure out what it is that you want to improve in your life, what you want to do different, and map out a plan. Get a journal, write down from day to day, like, your little progress. Make a little progress on it. If you say you want to lose weight, then don't buy that bagel with cream cheese and jelly in the morning every morning. Like, instead, or if you can buy it, just eat half and save the other half for the next day, which will save you money. That's a good idea. I'm thinking about doing that. That might actually work for myself. But seriously, though, you really have to have a plan if you made up these resolutions.
Now, we're going to do something different, a little different. We're going to open up the phone lines so our listeners can share their New Year's resolutions with us. And if you didn't make any New Year's resolutions, tell us why you didn't make one. The phone number is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732.
Again, we open up the phone lines to give our viewers, our listeners, a chance to call in and tell us about your resolutions, if you made some, if you didn't make some. Again, that number is 718-928-9732, 718-928-9732. Now, while we wait for you callers, listeners to call in, I want to say that here at Radio Free Brooklyn, we take donations, and you can make a pledge at rfb.nyc/pledge for a donation if you would like to donate to this radio station. RFB have plenty of shows that airs every week, Sunday through Saturday from 12 to 12, and as many shows that airs live. So, we got our first caller. We have someone calling in right now. Hello, who's calling?
Hello, this is Rita calling.
Hi, Rita, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is in the building. So, Rita, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I thought about making a New Year's resolution, and my coworker asked me what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. What's my New Year's resolution? She said she's going to be good. And I said, you know what? This year, I'm going to be me. Oh. Take it or leave it, it's me.
I feel you, Rita. I feel you on that. So being you involves what?
Involves me clowning around and taking care of business. Really taking care of business. Just doing what I have to do, being on task with it, and just being me.
That's
not getting upset about it, just rolling with the punches.
Basically enjoying life to the fullest.
Basically, yes.
That's what's up. So do you normally make resolutions or no? Is this the first time?
I usually say I'm going to lose weight. That's always my resolution. I'm going to lose weight. But you know what? I'm enjoying being me.
That's right. Enjoy you. And we thank you for calling and sharing your New Year's resolution with us. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We shout out to Rita for calling in. We're taking more calls throughout the show. The number is 718-928-9732. So another thing that I was saying is that you can make donations at rfb.nyc/pledge. That's where we take donations. Also, they have many, many Up, we got another caller. Hi, you're on Kicking It with the Joneses. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is in the building. Did you make a New Year's resolution, Natasha? How
are
you? Yes. What was your New Year's resolution?
Hello?
Yes. What was your New Year's resolution?
I didn't make one.
Why didn't you?
Because when I used to make one before, I never kept them.
Why? Why didn't you never follow through on your resolutions, Natasha?
Because I always said that I was going to do this and do that, and I never really stuck with it. So this year I said, no, I'm not making any.
That's what's up. So you're just going to go through this whole year just doing you, basically like the first caller said.
Yes, I'm going to do me, but I want to be more focused on me.
That's right. So self-improvement.
Say that again?
Self-improvement, basically.
Well, I need self-improvement because in 2016, you know, certain things didn't go right, but because of the way I chose things. But this time I want to choose things better.
That's what's up, Natasha. We thank you for calling in and listening to Kicking It with the Joneses.
Thank you. I always listen to your show on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. We love you, Natasha.
Okay, love you too.
All right, shout out to Natasha from Brooklyn for calling in, telling us she did not make a New Year's resolution because she don't stick to it. So she's just going to work on improving herself, which is something that she do daily. Shout out to you, Natasha, and shout out to you, Rita from Brooklyn. So basically, I wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners out there for listening to us weekly, basically, here at Radio Free Brooklyn. They have several shows that airs every day. And here at Radio Free Brooklyn, what they have is a leadership board. And from day one, since Kicking It with the Joneses have been on air, we have made it in the top 10 ranking. But last week, thanks to you listeners, we have made the number one spot. So shout out to y'all for making it possible. We are number one. Keep listening. We like to shout out all our family and friends, everyone that's supporting us, that's sharing our link on Facebook, that even respond to my weekly text messages, who don't get annoyed by it, but tune in just to support the Joneses. We appreciate all y'all. And shout out to our Tuesday babysitter, my mother, for watching our kids while we come to the studio every week to come on air. Shout out to you. We appreciate you. So now, also like our page on Facebook. That's Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. So thank you guys for calling. We're going to turn off the phone lines right now. And this is, I got a little, some helpful tips to help you out. If you feel compelled to make New Year's resolution, here's some tips to help make them work. Focus on one resolution rather than several and set realistic, specific goals. Losing weight is not a specific goal. Losing 10 pounds in 90 days would be a specific goal. Don't wait till New Year's Eve to make resolutions. Make it a year-long process every day. Take small steps. Many people quit because the goal is too big, requiring too much effort and actions all at once. Have an accountability buddy, someone close to you to whom you have to report. Celebrate your success between milestones. Don't wait till the goal is finally completed. Focus your thinking on new behavior and thoughts patterns. You have to create new neutral pathways in your brain to create habits. Focus on the present. What's the one thing you can do today, right now, towards your goal? Be mindful. Become, you know, emotionally and mentally aware of your inner state, and each external event happens moment by moment rather than living in the past or the future. And finally, don't take yourself so seriously. Have fun and laugh at yourself when you slip, but don't let the slip hold you back from working at your goal.
Now we're gonna get into the Up Become an Artist Underground Artist segment, where we play a song or songs by underground artists showcasing their talents. If you or anyone you know who is an up becoming artist and they are trying to get their music out, just hit us up. We will play you on the air, live on air. You can email us at thejonesesrfvb@gmail.com. thejonesesrfvb@gmail.com. If you or anyone you know is an up-and-coming artist that wants your music played live on air, just hit us up. And the two songs we're going to play tonight is by Sirach, called Look At You and Kiss My Soul. Shout out, he's from Brooklyn, so shout out to him.
Brooklyn.
Sometimes I don't want to look. Sometimes I don't want to see. God is with me. Tired of the things I see. I don't want to look. Can't stand some people out here. They want to smoke weed, drink beer. Look at you. I don't want to look at you. Cause look at you. I don't want to look at you. Cause look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look. The Christian cake maker. I'm the baker, the rum shaker. Good or bad, glad or sad. I stop, cut, shot, still head bop. Include in the speech of a hypocrite. Critters, I'd rather look at you. Bugs or slugs, fruits or fly. Spiders in their eyes, mouths that shouldn't speak. I don't wanna look. Look at me, no way, don't look. He made a switch. He walk with a twitch, so I don't wanna look. It's straight from the Lord. He trained me for war. The boy peeks through the door. She's a whore. Don't worry about their lack of sense. Milk, butter, pancakes. I wanna look at you, eat you too. But I'm stranded in the desert, in a city that's so gritty. I'm so witty. Look, if you're real titties, look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look. You a silly crook. I do things by the good book. My sword out, leave you shook. Look, you wanna start a fight? My fist deadly, my sword in my belly. How quickly can I get my gun? My sword from my tongue, lashes to your eardrum. She might be a boy, so I don't wanna look. Gunplay, okay, some best stay out my way. Cause one day bullet aimed to bone and skull piece. I'm in the end zone. You may have much peace, but street sweet, deep in the streets. I'm rhyming on a sick beat. I shake the sheets. If she really sweet, level. They used to call you the devil, but I'm the opposite. They like this. They bopping it, never flopping it. Top of the charts. Don't start. Look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Cause look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look. Cigarette drags, weed bags, I look at you. Male, females, wives, husbands, look at you. Empty place, empty souls, look at you. Look, he, me, he, it, see. Wish the record so I don't have to look. How many gonna grab a gap and clap? Fall back, don't move forward. From birth, I was nursed. One slap from the nurse. Tears will fill a purse. I'm cursed to walk this land. I can't tell who's a man. Damn, middle finger to the clan. Racism, I can't stand. Trying to see God's plan. White, yellow, green, blue. You should see what God do. He creates. Now, how many got the real tune in their crates? Talk about love, but no hate. Look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look at you. Just look at you. I don't wanna look. Cigarette drags, weed bags, I look at you. Look. Male, females, wives, husbands, look at you.
start a conversation. Is it me you chasing? Got my heart pacing. You cute too. Go ahead, do what you do. I'm the only man that's coming through. Go ahead and take me true. I ain't lazy. Call me crazy. I give you up, baby. Call me on the phone so I can bone. Dinner on the house too. You could be under my roof. Scoop you up in the band. You in my lane. My lioness. Thick thighs, big breasts, best sex. You're the only girl in my Rolodex. Call or text. I do the rest. I relieve the stress. I gotta get this off my chest. Girl, you're the best. Better than the rest. Let's make our nest. I'm so blessed. Come on, kiss my soul. Baby, kiss my soul. Kiss my soul. Baby, kiss my soul. I gotta slow it down. You hold me down. But we don't have all the time now. You a dime, a dozen roses. You're worth more than diamond and gold. Girl, I thank you from up above. I'm here to show you love. Anything to keep a smile on your face. Make my heart race. I'm so straight, just wait. You can be my mate. We can go on a date. I won't be late. I'm the fish hook, you're the bait. Let's share traits. Love, no hate. Wait, is this a test? I confess. I want you too, I need you boo. They won't have a clue what we do. I love so strong, I ain't wrong. I'm in the day, eyes like the sun rays. You're filled with grace. You're the only girl I wanna chase. Kiss my soul.
We are back live. We just played Siraj from Brooklyn, Look At You and Kiss My Soul. If you want your music played on Kicking It With The Joneses, Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Again, that's thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you're from and whether or not if you are signed to a label.
The second topic we're going to be talking about is the church system. They got over 50 mega churches in the U.S. that's bringing in a whole lot of tax-free money. And a lot of people feel that churches today only care about money, which I feel that some do. I went to this service, right? And the pastor asked for offerings three times. He going to say, oh, if you love God, you will give more. I felt that was out of place. And the two other things that people feel that there is too much abuse and misuse of church funds. So what's the point of giving? And the other thing is, how would I know the money I'm giving to the pastor is going to a good cause?
You're right. We don't know if the money go to a good cause. But in the Bible, what it says about giving is God wants us to give because it shows that we recognize he is truly the Lord of our lives. And everything we own and everything we have come from God. So when we give, we simply offer him a small portion of all the abundance he has already given to us, because giving is an expression of our thankfulness and praise to God. It comes from the heart of worship that recognizes that everything we give already belongs to the Lord. If you don't give, how else is the bills going to get paid? We go to the church to hear the word, to praise and worship the Lord. Church is a safe place where you can bring all your kids to the Lord. How does it look if we go to church for relief of this cruel world and the lights are off and there's no heat? Simply because no one is contributing but looking for something from the services. A lot of times we overlook the small things our dollars go towards in the church. How do you think the church get clean? Some have staff who are paid. What about when we use the bathroom at the church? You are able to use the tissue, you use the water, you use the soap.
Ain't nothing wrong with giving, but most pastors are following the Old Testament where it says that give tenth because the 10% is supposed to represent the first or most important portions of all they have. I like the New Testament where it says God does not suggest a certain percent for giving, but simply says for each to give in keeping with their income. So I don't believe they should give according to their income. Some churches be acting like it's a law to give 10% or more. Like if you don't, the ushers are going to lock you up. But the value of our offering should not be determined by how much we give, but how we give it. You feel me? Just because Sam gave more, he shouldn't be the one to drink the holy water first. We all should drink it at the same time. But I'm going to play this audio from Dr. Umar Johnson explaining his take on churches and come back and give our feedback.
Chicken wings for that money, even though they was no good. But you do get something for your money. But when you put your money in the church bucket, what do you get back? Hope in a future after you die. And my position on that, if I have to die to experience heaven, I don't need that religion. Anyone who tells me that I should be content with accepting hell on earth when the white man has his heaven here, and the Chinese man has his heaven here, and the Arab and East Indian has his heaven here, and they're even building their heaven in my ghetto, and you're telling me I got to die in order to experience what they are getting right now? That's a religion I don't need, because that's a religion for servitude. And so we have to put the black church to task and ask them, what are you doing with our Jesus money? Let me tell you what they're doing with your Jesus money. Every black church in America has their money in a white bank. It is the white banks that are funding the regentrification ethnic cleansing movement. So all of us go to church. We put $3 million in the church coffers every Sunday. $3 million goes to a white bank every Sunday. And guess what they do on Monday? They take 3 million of black people's white Jesus money and they give loans to white land developers and businesses and entrepreneurs to come into the ghetto where the church is located, buy up all the property, and force grandma out on the street homeless. Now, grandma been going to that church for 30 years. Grandma been giving that church $50 every Sunday. And lo and behold, grandma had to finally face the reality that it was your Jesus money that put your ass on the street.
Okay, we back live. You're tuned in to Kicking It With The Joneses. But I agree with him. Why do I have to wait to see heaven until I'm dead? Because when I get to heaven, I'm going to be living like I am on earth. And the past going to be living in the mansions. Because of all that offering money, in Acts 8:18, it states that your money will perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. In my opinion, that's what most churches is making it seem like. In the past few years, church has been in the news a lot. Like the lady in Houston who died. And her pastor refused to do the funeral because she got sick and she wasn't paying her tithes. But she was paying for 50 years. Then when she got sick, she stopped paying. And the pastor said, told the family, if the family cared that much, why they didn't send at least a dollar per week? And you telling me that they not about the money?
See, here's the thing that you and Dr. Umar are missing. God came so that we may have life and life more abundantly. The word does not say we have to wait till we dead to experience the good life. Yes, heaven is the prize for living a righteous life and obeying his word. What we have on earth does not compare to what heaven has to offer us. That does not mean you can't enjoy a good life here on earth. Read the word in the Bible for what it is and stop trying to find fault because is that what you are looking for? For simply look in the mirror, Dr. Umar. How dare you go in on the black churches when you are a Mr. Build My People Up? You're not so perfect yourself. There are many scandals that popped up when I Googled your name, especially one dealing with a stripper. Now, I bet you, you Google Jesus, you won't find no stripper scandal come up at all. If you do, he probably healed her, brother. Now, Dr. Umar, you are a self-proclaimed, nationally certified expert on psychology, which, where and when you were certified is stated absolutely nowhere. So whether you are or aren't isn't my concern. My concern is you sticking to that and stop bashing the black churches. Just because you put on a dashiki doesn't mean you a doctor or right. So have several seats, Mr. Umar Johnson. I just took your doctor card. So no more Dr. Umar. We're going to call you Mr. Umar Johnson. And D-Stacks, you need to watch who you following.
I'm following a knowledgeable person. Every time a black person try to get ahead, the oppressor make up all types of things to discredit the black man. And what if it's true about the strippers? After a long day of speaking the truth and getting worked up, maybe he needed a little entertainment. Maybe he wanted Becky with the nice hair. I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is something wrong with that.
But if you footy, if you footy look into it, they was dating. So it basically, so it's, she just did that for attention. She's trying to get some more money. She tried to sell it to the papers because she probably wanted endorsement deals because she's got tired of being a stripper. She's probably a single parent. So you know how that goes. But just recently, in the news, there was a church in Detroit. They started an offering at $1,000. Then they said, if you don't have $1,000, give $300. And they have ATMs in the back. This was on the news. And a new era Detroit got into a scuffle at the church saying, what is he doing for the community? He's living large while his followers is living poor. I wish I would have went to that church and they say offering start at $1,000. And if you don't have that, give $300. That'd be my last day I'll be a member. But we about to get into this audio.
The audio of the news clip really quick so y'all can hear for yourself what went on.
Well, there's no peace in this house of worship. New Era Detroit stages a protest that turns into a brawl. That video right there has since gone viral.
Now, this is the same church that recently hosted Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. But this protest is about more than just politics. Fox News' Randy Wimley live now with the exclusive story. Randy.
Hey guys, this has a lot more to do than just politics. New Era Detroit, they call it church accountability. Taking congregations to task for not serving the community, in their estimation, as those churches should. They say something doesn't add up when a pastor makes a lot of money, drives a luxury car, and yet the people who live near his church are in poverty. A scuffle inside the sanctuary after New Era Detroit protests during a worship service.
Bro, let me go, man. Let's go.
Zeke, the leader of the group, offered no apologies for the dust-up at Great Faith Ministry Saturday, only the reasoning behind it.
This situation is bigger than just Wayne T. Jackson. This is about black churches and black pastors who live a lavish life on behalf of the people, and they're not giving back to their community.
He's referring to Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, the wealthy pastor that welcomed Donald Trump, drives a Rolls Royce, and lives in a mansion. Zeke was there for the offering Saturday.
When they started the offering at $1,000, and then they said, if you don't got $1,000, then do $300. And if you don't got cash, then we got ATM machines. I don't understand that logic. I don't understand that way of thinking, and I don't understand that to be what religion is.
New Era Detroit says the neighborhood surrounding Great Faith Ministries is by and large impoverished.
This guy has networks, churches, fancy cars, you know what I mean, million-dollar houses, and there's babies in this community that's going without food at night. Somebody has to be frustrated about this enough to do something that will get people's attention, and that's what New Era Detroit did.
Here's the thing. Pick up the phone. Call. Right. I want to talk to you, Apostle. Right. Apostle's a very fair man. He would meet with you. He would talk to you. What's your issue? But to do it that way, that is so disrespectful.
And members of Great Faith Ministry say New Era Detroit has their church and their pastor all wrong.
That bishop give away homes, cars.
They say he's an astute businessman. Juanita Kinney says he's one with the heart of gold.
And when he found out that I didn't have anywhere to live, within an hour he was calling me back telling me to go and look at an apartment. And because of that, and because of the love from him and his wife, I now have my own place.
You should talk to people that he's hired. Ex-cons, people that were in prison. He's done so much work for this community. They're homes that he's bought and gave to people. But Zeke don't know that.
Many feel New Era Detroit crossed the line and violated a sacred space. They even drew comparisons to Dylann Roof, the man who walked into a church service and gunned down 9 people in Charleston, South Carolina.
They can't come in here and think they're going to take over our service, have our women and children, mothers up in here terrified, and they're talking about that they are out there protecting the community. This is a community up in here.
Hindsight is 20/20. Given all this being said, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely. We would definitely do it all over again. Would we tweak something? Absolutely. We would probably tweak up a few things and change it. But going back, no. We would definitely go in there again. And they better get their act together because we just might be back.
Even so, the leader of New Era Detroit says he is open to having a sit down with Bishop Wayne T. Jackson and the pastors of other churches that New Era Detroit has protested. Stay tuned. Hugh, Taryn.
Well, Randy, I mean, $1,000 is a lot of money to ask for an offering, but you said about a conversation, but what does the New Era group want the bishop to do, and what do they plan to do if he doesn't?
Well, you heard just in that last soundbite, they may show up here again. We don't know if that's going to happen, but he said that's something that they're definitely open to. But New Era Detroit, they say they want to see churches doing more to better serve and improve the living conditions of the communities in which those churches are in. And so this is a story that raises a lot of questions about the function of a church.
Okay, so we are back live, and we just played this news clip of chaos in the church over offering. My thoughts on this is, so what if the pastor asks for $1,000 offering? That gives you a right to start a riot and fight in the church? No, that makes you dumb and ignorant. If he asks for $1,000 and they give the money, then obviously they have the money to give. What's that any of your business? You're going to disrespect the house of the Lord because the preacher got money and you're broke. That's the dumbest thing I have ever heard besides Mr. Omar. But come on now. We go to concerts with celebrities. We have money and we pay for the tickets. We buy drinks and refreshments. We buy the programs and we manage to have a good old time and get absolutely nothing in return. And we are fine and content with that. But we go to church, get in for free, get a free program, use their free Bibles, even get free refreshments after service, but want more. We want the pastor to buy us a Benz because they are driving one. Are you kidding me? Get a job and buy your own Benz.
I have to disagree. As for the free Bibles, the Bibles be falling apart.
And I don't. It depends on which church you going to, bro.
And I don't want no Western beef. What I want, Poland Spring.
If you paying your tithes, you will get the water you want to get. But obviously, you're not.
If I'm not driving a Benz, then the pastor shouldn't be driving one.
Why not?
Because he's shutting. If I could get a Benz, he could get a Benz. If I could get a Benz,
the pastor, I bet you he paying his tithes and he's blessed and highly favored. That's why he's driving that Benz.
But as for the concerts, I don't buy no programs. Maybe the food and the refreshments. And some pastors don't be holy. They be as fake as the members. I went to this one church, right? And the lady called herself the first lady, right? She was ghetto as she wanted to be. I didn't know what was going on with her. And half of these pastors want to teach about marriage, but they be eyeing the lady with the nice hat. And the first lady be eyeing with the guy with the nice suit on. And another example, right? This church member, right? Gave the first lady, you know, a gift. She looked at it and threw it to the side like, what is that? Not expensive enough? If I was the member, I would take it back and say to the pastor and the first lady, like, I guess I'm not your favorite member. So you just lost your house? You just lost my ties?
Now, no matter what church you go to, you have to remember pastors, first ladies, deacons, ministers, they are just as human as you, which is why the word tells us to repent daily because no one is perfect. As for them eyeing their saints, they don't need to be up there preaching and creeping on the low. People just find any old church and join. You have to ask God for direction. Ask him to send you to a church with sincere leaders, not crooks. And as for the gift, maybe she knew it didn't come from a godly place. Maybe she knew that person just wanted to be seen or acknowledged, which a lot of members try to do is get in good with the pastors, try to be the pastor's pet and idolize the pastors when their focus should be solely on God.
If she knew the gifts didn't come from a holy person, then she shouldn't have accepted it.
Evidently, she tossed it to the side.
Well, she shouldn't have took it at all. And just let's look at some of these other mega churches.
Okay.
Look at the pastor, Cliff O'Dowler. Trying to raise $65 million for a private jet. How I look like helping you pay $65 million for a private jet? And I'm flying coach. I want to fly in a private jet.
But where you going? He probably going to preach somewhere. Where you going in your private jet?
He didn't even take that coach. Not in no $65 million private jet.
Okay.
And you should, any guy with a last name Dollar, you should know he about the money. Then you got the other one called T.D. Jakes. I call him T.D. Ooh. Joke. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't really like his preaching. He's just terrible. Joe Osteen. Mm-hmm. He can't even get his scripts right. If you follow him on Facebook, he copying and pasting the wrong scriptures. Like, what are you doing? People called him out a lot of times. Me and my wife went to go see him at Barclays Center, right? That was a couple months ago. Yeah, it was a good show, but we paid for the tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Then on that Sunday, you know, they got a 30-minute special that he come on the weekends. The same speech he said on a free program was the one he said that we paid for. Like, really?
Did he really?
Yeah, he's recycling the scriptures, recycling the preaching. So he's just terrible. And look at Eddie Long. He was messing little boys in his membership. That wasn't holy. Jack Scott was messing with underage girls. Ted Haggett, he uses church ties to pay for male hookers. And these are some of the pastors that we worship. But I'm not saying that all are bad. You know, some is nice. But majority of them, it always got scandals, at least in the mega churches.
See, T.D. Jakes and Joe Austin are great speakers. I personally follow Joe Austin, and his daily inspirations and teaching be on point. And as I said, at the end of the day, he's human. So if a typo is written, so what? What's the big deal? Nobody's perfect.
He didn't say it was a typo. He said that somebody else was writing it for him.
I'm pretty sure. He's a busy man. He was at the Barclay when we was there, encouraging us that day. So of course he have a team full of people that's working behind the scenes to get the message across.
So they must like a lot of these
rappers that you listen to, they got ghostwriters, boo. So yeah, so we could say Joe Austin got a ghostwriter too. But guess what? It's coming from the word. So it could have been a little typo or whatever, but I bet you it was about the word.
It's a lot of typos, but okay.
And secondly, from what I recall, you work on Sunday, so you don't even watch Joe Austin in the morning. But I'm going off script right now.
I recorded, so
yeah. I don't ever see you watch Joe Austin. First time you probably actually watched it was when we went to the Barclay Center, which I enjoy. I really, really had a good time watching Joe Austin. He was so encouraging. His mother's testimony was awesome. His wife's testimony was awesome. It was just a great show. So what if they replayed it the next day? The way it encouraged me, I'm pretty sure it encouraged somebody else the next day. So, yeah, it was probably done again, but at least somebody else got touched that day. I'm just saying. Now, as for Eddie Long, Jack Scott, Ted Hager, I don't know much about them. However, people are intrigued with the size of a church and wind up in this fake mega churches because so many people go there because they are known or because they see the pastor is a celebrity on TV And when a pastor scandal comes out, everyone is shocked and appalled. What you need to do is get you a good Bible-based church, pray for righteous leaders, and let God lead you. Why don't we hear about the good pastors who put all their church, all their funds and money into their churches, who use their personal finances in the church because people are not paying tithes, who the pastors who take food out of their homes to make sure the doors of the church are open on Sunday morning. Like, what happens to those pastors? We never hear any good pastors. If you see, there's so many churches, especially in Brooklyn, that are closing down because people have this mindset, oh, I'm not giving money to the church because the pastor's just going to pocket it. You don't know
people,
that.
People,
and you don't know that.
Up.
It say give with a good heart. If you give into the good heart, I don't care what it goes to. God is going to honor you for giving with a good heart. Don't worry. If you giving and you think you're going to get blessed, but you worried about, oh, where that money going? Is that going there? Is all that going to
see the tax returns?
Is that going to the gas in the pastor bins? If you thinking like that, that's not giving. That's not being a a happy giver. That's just being, you just giving just because. You need to really give because you want to get blessed. Don't give and thinking, oh, man, I'm giving, but oh, I don't know about this pastor. Let me only give a dollar this week because pastor came in with new shoes. He got on the Gators today. So I ain't going to give two things. I'm going to give $2 when you sitting there with a pocket full of money. Be a cheerful giver. Know what it means to be a cheerful giver. Do not always think, oh, your money not going into good ground. At the end of the day, like I said, you need to pray that you don't have crooks for pastors. There are a lot, and we see it in these mega churches or whatever, these you know, crooks or whatever, but there's crooks everywhere. There are crooks everywhere. So at the end of the day, find you a Bible-based church with great pastors. I know I have a good church.
Ain't you part of a mega church or no?
I ain't part of no mega church.
So sorry.
How about you, D Stacks? We talked about.
I'm part of the Dr. Umar.
We and Umar Dr. Church. Mr. Umar.
Well, Mr. Dr. Umar.
We took that doctor card away because he ain't no doctor. He put on a dashiki and think he a doctor. He ain't no doctor. What he trying to be is the next Jesus. But let me tell you, D Stacks and Dr. Umar, you are not Jesus. And you could give your little opinion when you wear your little dashiki, but that does not mean nothing. I serve a great God, a great and mighty God. Okay, and nobody's going to down that. And I applaud these black churches that's out here helping support people. People are hurt and people are battered and they need places to go. So shout out to y'all, the black churches, the real black churches that's out here and that's really putting their work into the church. That's really giving their all to encourage people.
Yeah, they got some good black churches about there. You know?
They do have. It's plenty of good black churches. But yet, as black people, we focus on the Eddie Long or Jack Scott and Tex Hagger. And we take from Joel Osteen and we take from a T.D. Jakes. I never personally seen any scandals with them in it. But like I said, we are all human and they are human at the end of the day.
All right. So what was the issue about Dr. Umar and the stripper? You said we all human. So
we are. We are human. But the issue with Mr. Umar is that he have a big opinion on everybody. He want to downplay this person, downplay this one. Talk about the black church. Then he even talked about grandma. His grandma put all her money in the church and then grandma was left. I don't know what kind of grandma he had, but I had a praying grandma. My grandma sold her seed and she reaped from her seeds that she sold in the black churches. So whether she served, if she was going to a church with a crooked pastor, a crooked preacher, she sold her seed and she was blessed from it. I have another grandma who sold her seed in the churches and they are blessed.
Right, so the Lord must have came down and touched you because you sound like a pastor right now. Preacher.
Well, listen, you preach know on. Me. Don't play with my Jesus because I don't play that. Preach we can on. Talk about these other subjects, but don't touch the church because I ain't with it. So I'm just saying, I just got to set you and Mr. Umar straight. Mr. Umar, you stay out of the tabloids and stay out of these hotel motels with these strippers. And maybe if you find you a good black church and you pray, maybe you could get it together, bruh. That's what I'm saying. So that's all I'm going to say about this. So hopefully you all go find you a good Bible-based church, which is something Joel Osteen say at the closing of every episode he do. Find you a good Bible-based church and pray that the Lord leads you with pastors that's not crooked. So that's the show. That's all I'm going to say on it. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can catch us at the same place, same time next week. Have a safe and blessed week. We got 4 minutes left. If you want to quickly call in with your thoughts on the Black church, you could do so. It's 718-928-9732. Quickly, 718-928-9732. If you want to call in, that's 718-928-9732.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Knock, knock, knock. It was the devil. And he was coming for his stuff back.
Choosing to ignore him and it's taking all I got to not be like good form. Good morning Vietnam in the ghetto as the shots rang out from the metal. And I don't place blame, point fingers, name names, cause a pot shouldn't talk to a kettle. I was about the bass, all about the bass, no treble. I was in the snow, no shovel. I won't live a lie even though I used to try, but I will not side with the devil. Ain't no level that y'all can get with me on. All that blow was enough to ski on. I ain't looked back ever since I was reborn. Now I'm in my 2-3 Jordan and LeBron. Be warned, heard a rapture. Don't kill a messenger, he just a rapper. No God? Well that's backwards. Without the Father, you just a bastard. Best believe it. Take it from me, they copping the plea and I done seen it. She down on her knees, fulfilling your needs. That's that demon. That's the reason. Got them fiending. Best believe it. Best believe it. Take it from me, they copping the plea and I done seen it. She down on her knees, fulfilling your needs. That's that demon. That's the reason. Got them fiending. Best believe it.
Unquenchable thirst. No intent to replenish the earth. Sometimes you get what you didn't deserve. Father, forgive me for all of the women I've hurt. All of my evil, I'm dealing with demons. I'm really in need of repentance. I've heard that you can deliver me. You should deliver me. I've been deliberately digging your word. Acknowledge my efforts and all my attempts to be true to you always and keeping you first. It's what I'm gonna preach till I'm deep in the hearse and I'm leaving the earth to the skies with the good Lord Jesus. Jesus, I've been battling with demons. Believe it. I speak for the meek and the seed for the weak and compete with the reaper of death. To give life just for you to live life. Hope that you don't think I'm trying to preach you to death. I'm just trying to peek through the flesh. The spirit that I see through the flesh that I eat. So I leave alone the word. Gotta read to be fed. If it leads to me dead in the streets, I'd be glad to be dead for believing.